It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. So I got a chance to read this article 10 years later, the real story behind Columbine. The real story. And it was just, to me, riddled with zero facts and a lot of pretentious douchebaggery. And how do I mean? Well, they act like, you know, everybody was told about this trench coat mafia, and they showed, you know, these photographs of these kids, and there was like five or six kids in the quote-unquote trench coat mafia. And now they're saying, well, no, these guys were psychopaths. They weren't even members of the trench coat mafia. Apparently, they weren't on the psychotropic drugs that they said they were on. Now, I didn't see any evidence one way or the other. I have to look into this and see if they were on psychotropic drugs. But, for instance, they said that the story where, and I remember so clearly seeing this, and maybe this was effective propaganda on me, or maybe it's the truth and now they're trying to cover it up. I don't know. But this one girl who was in tears was talking about, you know, how they had somebody there and they asked if she believed in God, and she said yes, and then they pulled the trigger, and apparently that never happened according to this article either. And what really disturbs me the most about this article out of USA Today, 10 years later, the real story behind Columbine, is that they're not just school shooters anymore. They're apolitical terrorists. Let me say that again. They're apolitical terrorists that were trying to kill everybody. And that may be true. They may have been trying to kill everybody. And they said that the bombs that they found were so badly put together that they could have never been detonated. But again, I read some early reports that they found some serious, serious bombs, ones that weighed a lot, and they found so many of them. It poses the question, how'd they get them all in there with nobody noticing? Again, people should go check this out, because what it says to me is that your children are potential terrorists now because of school shooters and school shootings like this one. And, you know, that's going to be the new attitude. That your kids are now potential terrorists. I mean, the DHS document, you know, I just was in the kitchen in between breaks, and that's where we record our news. And, you know, Newt Gingrich is up there talking about the DHS document. Oh, former veterans are potential terrorists, and, you know, anybody who loves America and who's into the Second Amendment and wants smaller government are terrorists. So, no kidding. But they're going to make it a left and right issue, and they're going to try to piggyback on that. It's just disturbing and disgusting. In the 30 After segment, I'm going to play a little clip from SA Current, that's sanantoniocurrent.com, sacurrent.com, where this young gentleman, I forget what his name is, I think it's maybe Jeffrey Norris or something like that. It's in my blog. You go to theinfowarrior.com. I posted it today because, you know, he took the time to interview me, and I didn't realize that I was going to be the bulk of this piece, but he did spend about 5 minutes with me in this 7-minute segment, and he was actually a pretty funny, down-to-earth guy. I really enjoy the website. It's kind of like a site to find out what's going on over in San Antonio, where are the cool places to be, what's the local news. And very flattered that I was included in that and really made a feature. Because the kid was obviously smart. He was hip to a lot of the situations, the Federal Reserve not being a government organization, the bailout not being good, but at the same time, satiring the fact that there was a bunch of, you know, upper middle class, rich white people who were clueless there to see Glenn Beck and worship him. So, you know, we'll play that clip. On the next side, Jeffrey Grupp supposed to be on, having trouble getting his information. Not sure if we're supposed to call him. He's supposed to call us. He's the author of Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order. And I really want to talk to him about the subject matter we just talked about, the Tea Parties being co-opted and Fox really trying to take away what 9/11 Truth and patriots all over the country tried to start. All right, let's go to a few calls. Let's go to Brian in Montreal. Brian, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, how's it going? How's it going, Jason?
Good.
I just wanted to make mention, because yesterday I was talking to, I was listening to Alex, I should say, and one of the callers made mention about the problem with mercury.
Okay.
And thank goodness I've got the elephant memory, because I was born in the 70s, and in 82 I went to St. Albans Drive-In in Vermont to see the premiere of Friday the 13th, but they opened it with a 1979 movie called Prophecy. And it was about a bear that was born near a logging mill where they were dumping mercury into the water. And some scientists were there to investigate fish that were being deformed. Mm-hmm. And this bear is deformed and is going around killing everybody. But if people would look into that, they would see, because it kind of fits into the aspect of they show you before they do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this generation here, they wouldn't be aware of some of the things that we were shown back then, because back then the enemy was all the pollution that was being done by the factories. That's what the propaganda they were doing back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they would show us stuff like that, the effects that mercury could have on people. So you go from that to the ad that Alex plays, where the person is saying, you know, that two studies find mercury is good for you.
It's delicious and nutritious, and it actually increases the brain power of the children.
Oh, my goodness, they're freaks, these people.
Yeah,
I have children, and I had to give them shots. So I can't say I had to, you know, but
mm-hmm.
at the time I was ignorant,
mm-hmm.
and now I spend the rest of my life regretting that, you know. So.
But you got to watch out. I mean, and I thank you for the call, because it seems like I got feedback coming in. But you got to watch out, because even in the 50s and early 60s with the polio vaccination in this country, folks, SV40. Say it with me now. SV40. Simian virus 40, not delicious, okay? It is a cancer-causing virus they put in the vaccinations. As early as last month, a person who was basically crippled, he lost his legs because of an oral vaccination that his daughter took for polio. He won $22 million. Because of the crap that they put in there. Vaccinations, be wary. Be very, very wary, folks. Okay, let's go to Cliss in Colorado. Cliss, you're on the line.
Hey, that's Cliff, Jason. How you doing?
Oh. How you doing, man? He has C-L-I-S, and then in quotes, K-L-I-S-S. I'm sorry, yeah, man. Go ahead.
No problem. Hey, just quickly on Columbine, and then I had another thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, I never connected the dots, but I do remember those stories, all the propane bombs, bunch of student call-ins and teacher call-ins that day. The SWAT team took a long time before they went in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the casualties were actually from the SWAT team's rifles.
Absolutely.
Principal and sheriff were eating lunch during the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
But, the whole thing doesn't make sense. But what I wanted to talk about was there was this op-ed article by Timothy E. Wirth. He's the president of the United Nations Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a congressman and a senator,
okay.
74 to 92. Anyway, he was trying to make this connection between the financial mess, saying that AIG... made some risky investments and brought down everything. He failed to mention the IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve, and all those banksters.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about climate change.
Oh.
And he says that scientists now say there's a 1 in 20 chance for irreversible climate change, but that the AIG and risky investments were only 1 in 1,000. I mean, these are quotes, and it is just incredible how they're trying to twist and turn everything around.
Well, on that note, and I thank you for the call, I got this article out of Reuters right here. U.S. clears way to regulate greenhouse gases. See, they have to intertwine both the economy and the environment, because they are amalgamating them into one in the same. You will pay to breathe. You will pay a carbon tax, a carbon credit system, no matter what kind of monetary units we have in the future in this country. The Obama administration opened the way to regulating U.S. greenhouse gas emissions on Friday by declaring climate warming pollution a danger to human health and welfare in a sharp policy shift from the Bush administration. Environmental activists and their supporters in Congress were jubilant, and industry groups were wary. See, it's the Greenpeace gurus versus the corporate kids. They always want to pit two. It's just like Alex says, two sides to the same coin. Two sides to that same old coin. They have to lean up each the evil corporate polluters, and then, you know, the virulent protectors of the environment. One more round to win them all this summer. I mean, give me a break. And people buy into that garbage, and they think because, oh, this administration stands up to the corporations on pollution, They're like, yeah, now we need to do our part. Tax us. Tax us for breathing. Tax us for our SUV. Tax me for my job. Tax a tax away. Carbon tax. Anytime you hear regulation on greenhouse gases, you hear about climate change, you hear about this Johnny nonsense, it is about a carbon tax. Say it with me again. Carbon tax. That's what they want. They want to charge you for living, breathing, eating, pooping, apparently. U.S. appetite for double-ply toilet paper, worse than SUVs. That's right, folks, because we wipe our bottom, we're bad, we're polluting the environment. No more double-ply for us, just the really, really rough stuff. Maybe that's what we need in this country, huh? Really, really rough toilet paper, and that'll start waking people up. They'll be like, oh, what's going on over here? Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal? I doubt that's the solution. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. The call line is
866-582-9933. If you're ready to go to him.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about placed an IRA since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 protein, superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
InfoWord with Jason Burmes. The call line is 866-582-9933. Pirate Bay's File Share 4 get a year in jail. Yes, it's true, folks. Even though the Pirate Bay has not been taken down, they've just redirected their servers, I believe. It is true. The four are going to go to jail for a year, and they've been charged $3.6 million in copyright infringement. I don't know how they're going to pay that off. As far as I can tell, the Pirate Bay doesn't make a lot in advertising. You know what, guys? I'm just getting a message that we do have our guest ready right now. So excellent. We're gonna just go right to him. We'll talk about the Pirate Bay getting a year in jail and what that means for file share networks and really international law, international copyright law, and whether or not they're actually gonna have to pay this $3.6 million later. Right now, I am joined with Jeffrey Grupp, the author of Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order, and he's got a couple op-ed pieces up on Infowars.com, including the one talking about Fox co-opting the Patriot Movement. Thanks for joining me, Jeffrey.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. It's great to be here.
So let's just start off. How do you get involved in, you know, this material, writing a book like Corporatism, and then really being a part of the Patriot Movement?
Oh, wow. Yeah, pretty much just destroyed my career, other career, which I'm glad about. I'm glad this is sort of a new burgeoning career for me or something, because you can make a lot of money writing books if you do it the right way. Enough to support a family, maybe. I'll get there in a couple of years. But anyways, I was a grad student in philosophy, trying to ignore the world as much as I could back in the early 2000s. Then 9/11 happened, and I was kind of curious, and then, but I was just trying to focus on my graduate work. But then February 2003, when the Iraq invasion happened, that just shocked me to the core. I couldn't believe it, and I became ultra political almost to the day of that, when shock and awe came around.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got into the 9/11 issue not too long after, but I didn't really pay attention. I was mainly I knew right away that the target I wanted to go after was corporatism, mm-hmm. which is the domination of the world by corporations that pretty much act like our government. They're a government force in many ways. They dominate our behavior, our consciousness, our resources we need to survive, you know, food and so forth. Just like you were talking about a little while ago about carbon taxes. I mean, they're going, whatever the people need to live off of, whether it's firewood or oil or food or carbon or whatever, that the corporatists of the world will all unite together and go after that and tax it like crazy, and or else, you know, in the case of food, they'll make that overpriced, and also they'll fill it with food with toxins and so forth. It's just pretty much the book talks about, my book, Corporatism, Secret Government, the New World Order, talks about how this is a basically satanic force which has been in power for a long time. I don't really get into how long, but, you know, could go back way back to the fall of Babylon. I compare in the first chapter of the book how the fall of Babylon is kind of like the towers falling on 9/11, two false flags far apart. But that's how I got involved in it, and pretty much I lost interest. I mean, I when I was a grad student, I was just kind of, I never really, it was always a joke. I mean, nobody was really getting at the real information. Everybody was just messing around, trying to become famous and skirting around real issues. And it was more to do with fads and, you know, oh, look, at somebody published this great article. We need to go follow what the article says. I'm like, no, who cares? Let's just go to the truth. Let's get to the bottom of things. I was studying metaphysics and the philosophy of physics. You know, I want to discover ultimate reality, what it's really like. And I never could really get there in academia. And then when I discovered this movement, and Jason, I got to say, Loose Change is humongous. It's great to be talking to you for the first time. I really can't believe it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, Loose Change was a humongous influence. I saw it way back when it first came. I think it must have been like 2005 or something. Some students told me about it. They said there was this new movie, and I watched it, and that really got me fired up because I was doing research on, you know, back then I still thought Chomsky was the real thing and stuff. You know, I was doing research on corporatism, and I mean, I woke up real fast.
Yeah, no, I actually have a segment of my next film, Invisible Empire, where Chomsky gives this three-hour lecture entitled The New World Order. So he's well aware of what it is and, you know, what its power structure is like. I mean, he exposes a lot of it in the lecture, uses the terminology, but then he won't talk about 9/11 truth, and he won't talk about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and he really wants to put you in this false left-right paradigm. We'll be back after this with Jeffrey Grupp, author of Corporatism, The Secret Government of the New World Order.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Together. run around in circles if you want to build a life. But I don't want to make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I want to do is...
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are joined by Jeffrey Grupp, who is an author and also doing op-ed pieces for us over at InfoWars, which is just a great thing, especially your last article, which focused on Fox News co-opting this Tea Party and Patriot movement. Why don't we talk about that for a little bit?
Okay, yeah, you mean the InfoWars? Kurt put up two articles by me this week. I think you're talking about the second one. That one was called The and the Fed protests are the road to world government. That got me some nice hate mail, which I really appreciated for getting that one.
You gotta love the hate mail you get, right?
In this multidimensional way.
Yeah.
I mean, the enemy is not, you know, coming at us, you know, planning just things. They're planning way ahead. I mean, are we gonna plan way ahead also? I mean, the whole world civilization is going to crash in some way or another. Is it going to be like the Road Warrior? I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, just a big depression worldwide? I don't know. But you can be sure that they're trying to set up a world on the other side. You know, do we want to plan ahead? You know, we want to anticipate what they're doing. I may be wrong in that article, but I mean, at least we can be planning ahead and anticipating. We need to be thinking in all kinds of different ways like that. I mean, we need to, I mean, I don't mean to offend the Fed people. I mean, we all know it was started by, I mean, this recent version of Fed protests was started by the We Are Changers. I mean, that's great, but of course it was taken over. I mean, what's new? I mean, what's the New World Order always does that? I mean, they'll just co-opt something and then, you know, take it over and discuss it in their terms.
Exactly, and their terms are when they want to talk about FEMA camps, for instance. They are going to show you a video that's easily debunkable, a satellite photo which nobody in any kind of respectable alternative media ever linked to, and an Amtrak station. And then it's debunked, and I can pull out, you know, as I did at the San Antonio Tea Party, a civilian inmate labor program government document off of the military website and hand it to somebody, and they will look at me like I am insane. I had a couple people who I actually had Loose Change Final Cut in their hands, and they were ready to take it. And I was discussing Glenn Beck in the FEMA camps, and I handed them the civilian inmate labor program document, and that, take your movie back, sir. I don't even want to see it.
Yeah,
and I am just like,
exactly,
oh, my God. Yeah, and, you know, I didn't write that document. You know, I didn't didn't just, like, concoct it out of nowhere. I didn't, you know, put it up somewhere. I didn't think it was a LARF. This is something that has been discussed in the inner circles of power for some time now, and the legislation is there. It is an extension of Rex 84, which came out during Iran-Contra. And another thing people just don't seem to get is that same network of criminals in that continuity of government black ops program is in power today. They never lost power. They convicted a few people, and then those convictions were pardoned. I mean, we never fully identified that unit, and we never broke them up.
Yeah, it's. I think Hitler said, blessed is for the, it might be Hitler. Hitler or one of his goons that worked with him. He said, blessed is for the leaders that the people don't think. I mean, nobody will remember anything about how Fox News or, you know, really all the, actually in the article, this first article I wrote for you guys, which came out Monday, which I think was the one that was, the comments were more favorable towards that one. Really, they were the same subject, but that one was basically trying to say that all the networks just simultaneously came out. Well, see, what happened was back in, you know, late September, early October, the stock market started crashing, and gee, what a surprise, at the exact same time, all of a sudden, all the media everywhere is talking about New World Order, world government and stuff, and then I was walking around, of course, saying to all these people that were making fun of me for talking about the New World Order for the last 6 years, saying, oh, see, look, I was right, and then... So what happens then right after, they've got all these guys, Hannity and, you know, Coulter and all these people waiting on the other side, ready to discuss this, oh, this new thing called the world government, the new world order in their terms. So they took over the debate. So they had that well planned. They wanted to, I mean, this movement that we're in is getting so huge. They have to take it over, try to take it over early on before it can basically get out of control for them. So, I mean, they're planning it well, doing a good job of planning in advance. We need to do the same. That's why I had the second article of that, Kurt just decided to put up late this week, I think it was Thursday, which is basically saying that I think that, you know, if the mass media is all of a sudden talking about the Federal Reserve, which is a subject they've denied, you know, denied discussing since 1913, you know, all of a sudden now they all want to talk about all these issues to do with taxes and Federal Reserve, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're up to something, especially if they're all doing it at once.
Oh, and Ann Coulter is a Ron Paul Republican now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's interesting.
That is about as out of control as it gets, because literally 6 months before she said that, Ron Paul supporters are, Tim McVeigh-like. They're probably going to be the next terrorists. We need to watch these people closely. They're, these rabid and, 9/11 truth people need to be stopped. And, to a certain extent, you talk about infiltrating the movement. I mean, COINTELPRO did, a pretty poor job of trying to co-opt any real numbers in the movement by putting out, bull like no planes, or, the Jews run everything, and all these just ridiculous, space beams. Those things had limited success in stopping 9/11 truth. I mean, 9/11 truth, even though it's not as big as it used to be, that's because we've gotten away from the event, and the mainstream media is dwelling less and less on 9/11 anyway, no matter what you think about it. But, as time progresses, we get vindicated more and more. I mean, we just had a 9/11 commissioner write another book saying that the 9/11 commission was basically swayed and was bunk and it was a cover-up. So, there will be more that comes over time, but they weren't able to just break up the movement with that. So now I feel like they have to co-opt it by telling more of the truth, by bringing in operatives like Glenn Beck to tell you the Federal Reserve is bad, to bring people in like Michael Savage to use the terminology New World Order in a negative connotation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's what I was talking about in the first article. They, they've got specific agendas here. They're not just co-opting for no reason. They're going to use their co-opting to bring in this brave new world that they want. And, what they're doing is all at once, I think I've got a bunch of theories. I've got specific reasoning why I think the Fed is going to go down later this year, maybe early next year or something. We can talk about why I think that later. I don't know if it's a subject.
Well, let's talk about it right now. No, that's absolutely a fine subject.
I don't know. I know there's certain you guys are the tip of the spear in the info war. There's some subjects I know you guys don't get into, little green men and all that, but
I don't know if you guys know
what the web bots are, but they are usually about 70% correct on their predictions, and they've been predicting the Federal Reserve is going down. And
don't you think it'll be an amalgamation of the Federal Reserve and the IMF with these special drawing rights? It kind of already happened. They've already announced that.
Right.
And now they're doing a PR move by saying, oh, we're going to try to reach out to the public more. We're going to hold press conferences, and we're going to tell you what meetings are like more often, and we're going to inform you. So what I really think you're going to see is not maybe a death of the Federal Reserve. I think you're going to see it be restructured and repackaged to the American people through the IMF, because people don't understand that these special drawing rights that they're talking about is actually a unit of currency, and it is the global currency. They have to make a fashionable name for it before they roll it out completely. And I think you're going to see more of that rollout happen, and again, more of that repackaging of the Federal Reserve on April 24th when Geithner hosts the G7 and the G20. I think that's going to be another announcement, but I would love to hear your take.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's what I said in that second article too. They might not destroy the Fed. They may they're going to create some kind of, this is just theory. I mean, there was a number of people in the comments section InfoWars saying, oh, this is just hypothetical. Well, of course it is. I say it like five times in the article. This is a theory. I mean, what they're going to do is get all this anger towards the Federal Reserve and the current money system. You can see they're already doing that now. That's why I came out with this theory. So what they're going to do is then create a perception that we need to modify the Fed. It's of course not going to be a Ron Paul kind of perception. They're going to co-opt that, been doing, and they're going to basically say, we need to replace the system or modify the current system, and we're not going to ask the people what they want for the new system. We're going to just tell you, the new system is going to be world currency, world, bank and all this kind of stuff. And then, just like what's going on with the euro and the EU and everything, people won't have a choice they won't have a say in anything that's going on. It'll just be chosen for them. And so that's my theory with that second article, that is possibly what's going on. Now we need to think ahead in these terms. I mean, we can't think in, we have a chance. I mean, this world is going to come down and to a certain degree, which is going to be very painful. But we're going to have to start thinking now, not at the, later, about what kind of a world we want to set up. Because that the New World Order is thinking about what kind of world they want to set up on the other side. And it's going to be the exact opposite of what the people of the world want to set up. So we need to start planning as a whole culture, world culture, and national American culture, what we want it to look like. Because, we can't just sit around and, not pay attention. We need to think far in the future, because that's what the enemy is doing, big time. So that's
I also feel like their next full court press also, I mean, we have Obama just down in Mexico talking about our interdependence on Mexico. And I really do believe that this is the guy to bring in the North American Union, whether or not we get a new currency, an Amero or not. Is up for debate. But I do think you're going to see a further dissolution of the borders and more of this mentality that we're all in together, and that Canada the United States and Mexico have to work together.
Hey, absolutely, I totally agree. I still am one of those theorists that think that the New World or the North American Union is on the table. I know there's been a lot of people saying, "Well, is it? You know, they're going to modify, give it another name, blah blah blah." I think they're going to go for it, just as always been planned. I don't have a whole lot of reason to think that they're not going to. And you know, they may want to make it fail in certain ways so they can, you know, keep using the failures to make, you know, drive it in harder and harder. And but yeah, I see all signs of that in place, just as it was before. And just like Gordon Brown a couple weeks back, you know, saying he wants a world EU or something like that.
Well, a global New Deal. He is like their poster boy, their New World Order poster boy. I mean, he talks about the emerging New World Order at the G20. He gave a huge New World Order speech in front of CBI before he was even the prime minister. He's a member of the World Sustainable Society, where our climate czar is from, and where they're openly about population reduction. The guy right underneath him has said that he wants to take the population from London in 20 years down from 70 million to 30 million. Folks, that's impossible without killing a bunch of people and sterilizing a bunch of people. So he's one of these guys that outwardly tells you his plan, but then he'll discuss the New World Order at church. So he's an okay guy.
Yeah, I was really happy about that Kurt putting out that first article of mine. Apparently a bunch of you guys really liked it. Because that had in the end of the article, it was discussing the eugenics, and I really wanted to get in that article how the eugenics is like a religious festival. Now that's, I've got more than just theory behind that to say that, and I know Alex has talked about this quite a bit. I mean, this is a sort of a work of art to just, you know, just have people walking around like Night of the Living Dead or what was that, I forgot the other movie, recent zombie movie, but anyways, you know, people walking around with, you know, half their brain working and, you know, drooling and everything. That's beautiful to them. It's hard for people to understand, but it's really true. This is like if you, you know, take some of your favorite music and sit back and, you know, get warm fuzzies when you sit and listen to it. That's how they will feel when they see this work of art come to play. It's really their religious festival. I mean, they could have, like it says in the article, they could have slaughtered us in a zillion ways anytime that they wanted. So it's almost like they're waiting for just this right ceremonial time or something, you know, to have it all. Like with 9/11, you know, they just waited to, you know, to have this big, you know, these towers that look like two, you know, the number 11. Have this huge spectacle, you know, with all this dating and everything involved. So,
well, there's no doubt that the elite are into not only numerology, but paganism and occultism, and in a lot of cases, earth worship. And that, like you said, they do believe in sacrifice, if you will, and they don't mind slaughtering a bunch of us. In fact, that would elate them, and it works into their belief system.
Yeah, and it's really key to remember that some of the main people they want to sacrifice are like some of the lower order Freemasons, maybe even some of the higher order Freemasons, and also, you know, a lot of the corporatists, you know, there's basically this power structure where the real power groups that are the most powerful, that really run everything. I mean, I don't even really know if I know who those are. I mean, is it part of the Vatican? Is it, you know, Queen of England obviously is in there. There's something going on with Rome. You know, the Club of Rome, there's all these groups and stuff, but it's really hard to figure out exactly, you know, there's lots of debates.
Well, I think a lot of those guys have a seat at the table under, you know, just like they say in their doctrines, under an organization by no name. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously the Bilderberg Group is 144 of the most powerful people in the world. Only a few weeks later, 3,000 people who are very, very powerful meet at the Bohemian Grove. Some of those people went to the Bilderberg Group. That's a part of compartmentalization. So, you know, you go over some things over at the Bilderberg Group, and then maybe 5 or 10 of those guys dispense it to 200 with them having limited knowledge. And then they leave the Bohemian Grove Club, and they go to their CFR meeting, and they dispense their information. And it's kept in that pyramid-like structure of compartmentalization so that you really just don't know who's at the tippy top. But the names that you mentioned, you know, the royal family, the Vatican, you know, obviously I would throw in the Rothschilds in there, and the Rockefeller family are names that constantly keep coming up. You know, I think that they all have a seat at the table, and I don't believe that any of them, you know, have the ultimate power. Although it does seem like they do have one person who is at the absolute apex of this organization.
Yeah, I agree, and it's difficult to figure out exactly what the nature of that person is. All kinds of Freemason writings and stuff in the past, which don't give us very clear information. But it seems that I know that Tex, or what's his name? Yeah, Tex Mars holds this theory too, that they're one of the main divide and conquer battles that they're setting us up for is sort of the what a lot of us think are the elites versus the rest of the people, and then the real elites are going to be, you know, kind of behind the scenes and nobody even really know who they are or what they're doing. They're off on their islands and everything. Mm-hmm. You almost can see that building right now with this, you know, I mean, just take a look at the Mayak report, and then right after, come on, the Pittsburgh shooting happens, and then everybody is so, you know, the Mayak report talks about, you know, all these certain kinds of people, and then, oh, the Pittsburgh shooter, they try to line that guy up with those same kinds of people, which was a total joke. And then right after that, the right-wing terror cell report comes out, and then, boom, right after that, the Pittsburgh governor calls for those new gun laws, or the Pennsylvania guy, I forgot which government official it was, calls for really tight gun laws. I mean, come on. That's a pretty suspicious progression of events right there.
Yeah, and you know what? They use Glenn Beck's name in a lot of those, but then they also use Alex Jones. And, you know, they use Glenn Beck's name because of the FEMA camps, and he linked to the videos on his page. But Glenn Beck was there to set us up. He's there to be the whipping boy, in my eyes, of the left. You know, the false left anyway. And they associate Alex Jones in there because they really want to associate what InfoWars does with anti-Semitism and racism to, again, further degradate the message and make it deplorable for some people to even look at. Meanwhile, that's the last thing that we do here, and we can't stand it when people, you know, act like Nazis, man. If there's one group that I really, really can't stand, it's the Nazis. I mean, those are the guys that are the do as thou wilt guys. I mean, straight up, we'll do eugenics, we don't care. We'll kill you if we want, we don't care. We'll take your land if we want, we don't care. It's do as thou wilt, and those people are just disgusting.
Yeah, I think another reason that I think that you were talking about this a little bit earlier, but they're associated with Beck and Jones together is that if people, you know, the mindless public will just sort of put these two people, oh yeah, Beck and Jones, yeah right, I don't know who Jones really is, but they both talk about FEMA camps and I heard Beck talking about it, so all I need to do is if I want to know about the FEMA camps is just turn on my Fox News and become a zombie for an hour listening to him. You know, so that's hijacking the debate completely. You know, because they'll think that he's the word and they don't need to go look up this other guy, Alex Jones. So now the mass media talk about Alex Jones all they want. People they'll just think he's, you know, some sort of freak that is associated with the Pittsburgh shooter, because that was all set up nicely in the media. Or else they'll just think that he's somebody that talks about the same issues as Glenn Beck. And then, you know, Glenn Beck's supposed to be this rebel or something. So it's really crafty hijacking.
Yeah, it's the same way that in the Mayak report they put America freedom to fascism, which arguably is one of those starters of the Tea Party and the true patriot movement and the true End the Fed movement, and they put it next to the Turner Diaries, which is about shooting cops. And one does not have anything to do with the other, but when someone sees America freedom of fascism, you must be a terrorist, boy. Final segment with Jeffrey Grupp after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. They beat the drums.
All right, folks, we are back. The InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We are joined by Jeffrey Grupp, the author of Corporatism, The Secret Government of the New World Order. And do you have any other websites out there?
Yeah, my website is abstractadamatom.com. It's more my site that's a hangover from my academic career. I just got fired from Purdue University. I don't know if you knew that, Jason. The second university I got fired from.
What was the reason that they fired you?
Well, the first time I got fired was from Indiana U Northwest about 3 years ago. That was for talking about vaccines in a bioethics class. I was talking about corporatism and vaccines, and they were not too happy. They told me that you need to teach the class like everybody else teaches, and I said, well, why don't we just get a videotape then? And they were not too happy with me because I was teaching real information. Now,
yeah, don't tell them there's vaccines with mercury in them and SV40. Don't tell them that. That's bad. You shouldn't warn people. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah, I mean, I had real good information, you know, from very credible sources, and, didn't matter. I mean, people just don't understand what the universities are all about. But anyways, the second time I got fired, Alex had me about a month ago.
Okay.
That was, I actually carried a gun in the wrong place in a, universe where to do with my job as teacher, and that pretty much ended that job right there. So, kind of glad though.
Don't tell people about the vaccinations and don't, legally defend yourself is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I was just watching, what is that movie, with Keanu Reeves that was out, the, Day the Earth Stood Still. I mean, and then right in that mm-hmm. movie, the military later says the aliens are invading. They're disarming our military, so that tells us their intentions. I'm thinking, hello, people, that's exactly what's going on here with Obama. I mean, if he's attempting to disarm us, I mean, they're telling you right in the movie that that's the intention, so but we can't, I mean.
They had a real one-world message, too, by the way. I watched that Day the Earth Stood Still. Everything, yeah, it seemed like a very one-worldy type movie. There's a lot of those movies lately.
Oh, yeah, about, you know, end of the world, and, you know, there's plagues taking over, and, you know, there's the whole Operation Blue Beam thing, which really has me wondering. You know, I was reading, what's that guy's name that wrote The Resistance?
Mark Dice.
I was reading some of his incredible book yesterday about talking about Operation Blue Beam, and I guess Paul Joseph Watson has that in his book, too.
Yeah, no, if you haven't read Order Out of Chaos, man, Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson is just spot on, and it's one of the most well-sourced books out there. And the chapter on the fake alien invasion, Project Blue Beam, plan is one of the most excellent ones out there. He correctly points out that a lot of the undertones and even overtones of the work of Steven Spielberg is heavily orientated towards alien invasions. And of course, we know that Spielberg has gone to these Bilderberg meetings in the past.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you look at, for instance, when he did War of the Worlds, which, you know, of course, a heavy invasion overtone. He actually talked about in his interview that the reason that he chose dust for the people to turn when they were zapped was because it invoked memories of 9/11 and the concrete that had come down. And there was also imagery of planes that had been downed in there. And again, more 9/11 imagery. You just type in 9/11 War of the Worlds Spielberg, you'll find some of the quotes. But then you also look at Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He was behind that one. There's all sorts of shooting stars and whatnot in Jaws. He was also in one of those very early UFO documentaries, openly talking about how he believed in aliens and, you know, thought that we would have contact within his lifetime. So I think he's, and he was also behind Taken, which was that long, you know, miniseries on the Sci-Fi Network all about being abducted. So Bluebeam is an interesting topic. I totally recommend Order Out of Chaos. People, go check out Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks very much.
You got it. We'll be back after this taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Bay, one of the world's biggest free file-sharing websites, were each sentenced to a year in jail on Friday for breaching copyright and ordered to pay $3.6 million in compensation. Analysts said the guilty verdict, the closely watched test case, could help music and film companies recoup millions of dollars in lost revenues they thought they doubted would stem from a tide of illegal downloading. Now, I'm kind of torn up about this. Obviously, I'm not trying to condone piracy or stealing of other people's material. However, folks, you know, I bought plenty of CDs in my day. Back in the day, I must have had 200, 250 CDs easy. Everything by STP, Nine Inch Nails, Korn, Tool, every Wu-Tang album you can think of, including the single guys, you know, the solo albums. I had them all. You know, Inspect the Deck, Raekwon the Chef, you know, Ghostface, ODB. There's nine members. And then they had the Killer Bees album, and they had like a ton. Yeah, just a ton of. I bought them all. All of them. Whether I paid, you know, $8 at a used shop or $16.99 brand new, I had them. I had the NWA albums. I can keep going. I had, you know, CCR Best Of, Steve Miller Band Best Of, all this stuff. I no longer have any of them. None of them. That's right. Paul, I don't have any CDs anymore. I had everything by Nirvana. I had everything Pearl Jam had done. I'm a big REM fan. I mean, you name it, I had it. What happened is, you know, you go to one of those little, street shops, and you get everything for cheap, you know? That's how I got everything like half price. And I was into CDs. I was into music, you know? I still do have my little portable CD / MP3 CD player. Which back in the day was like, oh my God, that you can burn MP3s on that thing? That's amazing. Oh, 10 albums on a disc? Oh my God. You know, now my car has a SD card reader that's this big and I can put 200 songs on a couple gigs and that's it. That's what I use for my music. But my point is, I spent literally thousands and thousands of dollars on that music. I owned it. Guess what? I don't have any of it anymore. Am I a demon if I download that album again? Should I have to pay for it again? You know, I already gave Metallica hundreds of dollars. Plus, you know, if you see me on the PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm not wearing a band t-shirt today, but I spent, you know, $40 on a System of a Down hoodie. I just got a couple new Metallica t-shirts for $40. You know, I got a Scars on Broadway shirt, System of a Down side project. They're making revenue off me that way. Then on top of that, I go see them live in concert. It ain't cheap, okay? I mean, the cheapest ticket I've seen around even at a club is like $30, you know? And then most of them are like $56, $70, sometimes $75. I'm going to a festival, I'm going to spend a couple hundred beans, all right? So you make your money touring and on merchandising. Is it terrible if I download an album and don't pay for it? Is it really that bad? Should they be able to come after me? So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. They've convicted these guys. The Pirate Bay is still up, as I said before. And I don't know. I don't know whether this is a positive or negative thing. Obviously, you know, piracy didn't kill the music industry. It ain't going to kill the film industry either. Let me give you an example. The movie Lord of the Rings, the third one, that leaked on the internet before it came out. It was still number one in the box office. Taken, the movie Taken, the recent Liam Neeson smash hit, that was on the web in DVD quality in November. Guess what? It opened, I believe, in February. In fact, I'm sure of it. It opened in February. Listen, released on the web in November, late November. It might even be mid-November. And it was the number one movie in February. Tens of thousands of people had downloaded and watched it already, and it still was number one. So how can they still make the argument? I guarantee that Wolverine is going to open up number one, even though the work print leaked on the web. So their arguments really just don't hold up to me. We're going to take your calls after this. We're going to go to Daniel, Scott, Mark, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Burmis, and we're going to just go through some of your calls right now. Let's start it off with Daniel in New Jersey. Daniel, you're on the line.
Hi, I'm a huge fan of the show. I love what you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
I just had a question. You know, I'm a big conspiracy theory nut. You know, I've gotten started with it. And I'm just curious. I understand that we have to do peaceful protests and everything like that, and, you know, we need to work out these guys through government. But as I've been researching the assassinations of specifically President John F. Kennedy and Pope John Paul I, and I begin to question, is it possible at all for us to take down the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order, the Illuminati, these guys, through government peacefully, or eventually are we going to have to start taking on a French resistance role to take these guys down?
Well, I would say this, you know, guerrilla warfare hasn't worked anywhere since the American Revolution. I mean, even in Vietnam, you know, it was more than guerrilla warfare that got the United States out. And you could arguably say that, you know, seeing that we funded a lot of the Ho Chi Minh situation, it was never really meant to win in the first place. So, you know, I haven't seen a modern movement of, you know, guerrilla warfare or a Second Amendment type deal where I think we could win. Now, that being said, if it does come down to them saying, all right, we're going to round you up and put you in FEMA camps, hey, the time for talking is over with. But with the attitude of we'll never be able to take out the Bilderberg Group peacefully, then we probably won't be able to take them out peacefully. But the only way to really take out the Bilderberg Group is to expose them into the minds of people as a negative entity. You know what I mean? Is to expose them to the masses. And for me, you know, I just have not seen where the people were able to actually take over a government physically since the American Revolution. And remember, back then you're dealing with a very technologically different time. You're dealing with a time before satellites, with muskets, you know, before people had, you know, helicopters and UAVs that they don't even have to have people inside that can fire missiles on large numbers of people. So I don't see us being able to win in a physical fight against these guys. I think the war is within people's minds, and we need to have a reformation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and really a renaissance of the mind and thinking. You know, the last time that I saw any kind of change in this country and the world was when Martin Luther King Jr. took his civil rights movement to the street. And even then, after, you know, COINTELPRO and, you know, violent retaliation in his assassination and Robert Kennedy's assassination, over time, race relations in this country have gotten better. Are they perfect? No, but they are better, and civil rights are better. And we have to, in my mind, look at this as a civil rights movement, because they don't care about the color of your skin. They care about the content of your wallet and your portfolio. And if you're below a certain level, if you're not part of this elite crowd, if you're not working with them or for them, then they don't care about you. They'll slaughter you. And even those that are working with them and for them are expendable as well. I thank you for the call, Daniel. Let's jump to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason. This is Scott again from the high desert of California, the guy that you've talked about the chemtrails and does not believe in chemtrails again. So on with that topic. Jason, I'm a 9/11 truther. I listen to both you and Alex. I have no horse in this race when I bring this information. I've got practically all of Alex's videos and then some 0911. I make copies of that. I bought a 7-layer DVD burner to burn copies of the Obama deception. Everything that you guys do, I am behind, okay? And I defend you all the time. So when I bring up chemtrails and I'm hoping that you drop it, it's not that I, like, got some angle on this thing, okay?
Well, let me just stop you for a second. I don't have an angle either. I don't think I've talked about chemtrails in the full, you know, hour and 12 I've been on today. I don't think I've ever talked about you negatively. I just happened to disagree with you.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you did spoof me. You did spoof me with a little flash of, you remember that.
I didn't go after you personally. I just said,
hey. No, you did. No. Okay.
All right.
So let me bring up some important pieces of information. Okay. Here's what I believe. Contrails are contrails, and they are condensation trails. Chemtrails are a made-up word, and I'm going to let you interject here, and weather modification is a whole nother thing. So having all the listeners call in and say, I got a spray day out here in New Jersey. I see they're spraying over there. It was low altitude, Rosalind Peterson says. It's all condensation trails. You got to look it up. You got to go hang around some jet engine mechanics, some actual pilots that fly, okay?
All right. Hey, but also let me say this. You know, it's not like I'm screening the phone calls here and people are allowed to bring up whatever they want. And, you know, I'm saying, but, you know, it's not like I'm saying, all right, chemtrail callers, now is the time to call in and tell me what you're seeing in the sky.
No, you're absolutely not. Okay, so let me go a little bit further. Back to the Ocola Blue water conditioner, which you had the maker of that thing on.
Yep.
Did he not say that in 30,000 feet of altitude, Alex Jones, if you compress everything in the atmosphere, you will get, believe it or not, if it's all compressed down to the last 10 feet or so, you'll get 30 gallons of water and 1 inch of rock.
He may have said that. I didn't listen to the interview.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in the
lot,
office. Okay, go ahead.
Right, okay. There's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. Then with the Ocola Blue water compressor, water maker, on some days or in some climates or some different parts of the country, you're going to get 7 gallons a day. In some places, you'll get 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So there's variations in the weather. There's variations in what contrails look like, okay? And then back to the high bypass ratio turbofan engine. It's on all commercial airliners out here in the high desert.
All right, well, let me just stop you, and let me just ask you a couple questions that may not even have anything to do with contrails or chemtrails or any of that. What do you think? You said, you know, you think that this CFR/NASA program of geoengineering is separate. What do you think that it is? I mean, when they put in like a headline, you know, Obama to block sun rays to stop global warming, that's a headline out of Fox News, and they say that they're going to shoot pollutants up into the upper atmosphere. Do you think that they just haven't done that and they're planning on doing it? Or do you think that that's just a separate program that we don't even know about? I'm curious.
Well, you would agree that Gore science, Al Gore, and environmental warming, and Bush science, and all the Bush science and Gore science, you could just mop that into one truck and throw it off the cliff as a bunch of government specialists just talking out the side of their nose. Okay?
I agree. Yeah, sure.
Right, exactly. So I don't care what they're saying about weather modification or whatever. You can... I'm right out here next to Edwards Air Force Base, okay? I'm going to go out there. If you guys make a chemtrail movie, I'm going to go interview real jet engine mechanics and real people, and I'm going to put my own thing on YouTube with these professionals on there, and they're all going to laugh at you. We want those people in our movement, okay? We want them to be.
I agree, man. I think that you're taking it to a hardcore level, but you're more than welcome to do that. I thank you for the call, Scott.
Well, I don't mean to be hardcore against you guys.
Well, no, I'm not saying that it's hardcore that way. I mean, you just said that the geoengineering program, you're not really worried about that, but here's my point. The CFR,
but
the CFR seems to put out information that is then parroted by whatever administration is in office somewhere between, you know, 6 to 18 months later. It happens almost spot on. Sometimes it takes years, and a lot of the geoengineering stuff has openly been written about by them since 97. Now, you know, I look at the document where they talk about global governments in May 2008, and it basically lays out what happened at the G20 and what's happening politically now. I think that these guys are insiders. I think that they put these things out there, and I think that they test the public's reaction. And I'm sorry, Scott, I'm just not convinced that all of these are contrails. But again, you're more than welcome to give your opinion and your information, and I would applaud a YouTube video of you going to interview pilots about that. And if that's indeed what they say, I encourage you to post it, because we need all the information we can get. I want to jump from the contrails and chemtrails topic. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello. Well, I really didn't call in about chemtrails. I was a jet engine mechanic in the Air Force Reserves and trained to be a flight engineer, but one too many toenail scars in my tonsils kind of brought that to a close. What I did call to tell you about was, let's see, I came across, I was at a Patriot Network meeting, and this guy was talking about there's this thing, provision in common law that citizens can form their own grand jury. That AmericanGrandJury.org, and we're getting people together to basically call a citizens. It's like citizens arrest, but this actually has authority when it's done properly to say, excuse me, we need to see that birth certificate, Barry.
I'm just going to warn you, sir. I think that you're a well-meaning guy, and, you know, common law is a real thing, but whether or not it can actually get done is another thing. I have been hearing about common law. I'm just saying I've been hearing about common law, and I've been hearing about citizens' grand juries for 9/11 since 2004. I've been a part of a lot of those meetings. Yeah, absolutely. I've been a part of a lot of those meetings, and none of them ever came to any kind of real fruition. The only real thing that I ever saw was back in, I believe it was 04 or 05, when Cynthia McKinney had a hearing up on the Hill that was a little bit, it wasn't a citizen's grand jury, it was something separate, and a lot of people gave testimony, but that was way back in, that's over 5 years ago. So, again, not trying to rain on your parade.
Some of it. I got you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I'm just saying that, you know, I've been in those meetings, I've talked to those people, and it's just like, you know, people who don't want to pay their income taxes. Now, are they justified? Was the 16th Amendment properly ratified? No. Is there a law on the books saying you have to pay your income tax? No. Freedom to fascism covers that. However, they will come at you tooth and nail. And let me warn people out there, although Joe Bannister beat the charges, he's in America Freedom to Fascism. He's a former IRS agent, and we're going to have him on the program. The African-American woman who was in the IRS did not. Sheila Jackson, I believe her name is, okay? She went to prison. And she went to prison. So, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. All right, Mark, I'll hold you over to the other side. All right, Mark, I'll hold you over to the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Segment. I'm going to play that clip from. I'm going to actually play the whole clip, not just the clip of me at the San Antonio Tea Party, but we're going to play the whole thing. It's about 7.5 minutes long. It's rather enjoyable. The guy, I think, gets it spot on when he picks on Glenn Beck. We're going to go back to Mark and George. You had another point, Mark?
I don't know if you've heard of Drew Weston, like Western, but you dropped the R, at Emory University, did a brain scan study regarding what he observed and called the political bias syndrome, that people will readily accept negative information on people that they're either neutral or negative towards, but when a left-leaning person sees a left-leaning political figure, when they see negative information on people they view favorably, the cognitive part of the brain in this study showed that it didn't even light up, but it was an emotional issue. And when people dismissed negative information on people they viewed favorably, the reward center of the brain was triggered in a manner very similar to drug addiction. In other words, basically people, and I'm going to be shooting him an email, and I'll get back with you later about this when I get a response. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how much of this is innate and how much of this is because we've been manipulated so that people have become addicted to lying to themselves by dismissing negative information on people that they favor, which seems to make a lot of sense with the left-right paradigm in terms of how people have had their.
Well, I think first of all, cognitive dissonance in what you're describing is innate, but it's also these people also know it's innate, so they have manipulated that further, and I thank you for the call, Mark. In other words, we all have that. For instance, you know, everybody loves their mama. You know, no one wants to hear anything talking bad about my mom. You ain't talking bad about my mama. And meanwhile, your mom maybe did help knock off that convenience store, or maybe did sleep with that guy, or maybe isn't the best person, but she's your mama. You know, you don't even want to hear about it. So that's why it's an emotional issue, and we do emotionally attach to ourselves to people that we identify with. It's something I actually get into slightly in the interview we're going to play from the SAT party. He starts talking about how, but I thought the safest thing to do was just to, tell people what people are, or what I'm told myself. And I'm like, well, actually, what they really like to do is they like to parrot information that they've heard from others without actually looking into it so that they can feel part of a team, have that team mentality, be feeling like a winner on a squad. High five! Well, you don't want a high five, Paul? You want a high five? Well, we can high five now, kind of. Huh? High five?
Sure, I love it.
All right. Boom! There it is. All right. Big time right here, making things happen over at the PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's jump to Adam in Michigan. Adam, you're on the line.
What's up? I got my glorious Kazakhstan shirt on right now as we speak.
High five indeed, sir.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Listen, did you guys see that video of the, I was going to use a bad word, but of that woman reporter from CNN totally berating that guy and his two-year-old child. And then this other, this was in during the Chicago Tea Party.
No.
Southern woman. You didn't see that video? What do you use? I've got you on Facebook. Do you want me to just PM you the video?
You can PM me the Facebook or myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I don't know if we'll get into it tonight, but if it's good enough and juicy enough, I'll either forward it to Alex over the weekend or play it on my Monday show. But, you know, again, they're making it into a right-left issue, and the liberals have to attack the people at the Tea Party because they have to make that illusion that these are just the retarded Republicans. They have to keep people in the paradigm. However, I can't approve of anybody berating a man and his child on national TV, especially if they're as ignorant as they stay. I mean, I guess even with my interviews, some could argue they're a little exploitive because I actually ask them real questions, like not just, you know, you don't like Barack Obama because he's a socialist. Well, why do you think he's a socialist? What programs is he putting into place? And I get these fucking, like, numb looks on their face, like, it's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, what about the Give Act? And the guys are like, well, the Give Act, and I don't like it. And I'm like, do you know what the Give Act is, sir? And, you know, they don't know it's H.R. 1388, and they don't know that, you know, they tried to sneak in the Citizen Electronic Identification Verification Act in there, and they don't know that they tried to put in mandatory compulsory service. All they know is that the person on the television tells them that Barack Obama is a socialist, and that's what we're sliding into. It was on the cover of Newsweek, and they'll parrot anything. Any other points there, Adam?
No, thanks for letting me get a word in. Appreciate it.
You got it, brother, man. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver a Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
All right, we're going to go to Alvin, Rita, Dave, and Mark. But first, I want to play this clip from the San Antonio Tea Party. And we do have that clip, by the way, already of the woman yelling at her and a father and his son. We're going to play that as well. But let's hit the San Antonio Tea Party clip up.
My gosh, Texas is on fire.
Over 5,000 angry white people packed Alamo Plaza on tax day to protest the government's economic stimulus package. Even got... Glenn Beck showed up, broadcasting live on Fox Television.
Why do you support the federal bailout?
I do not support the federal bailout.
Really? So you don't work for a bank?
Of course not.
I don't understand. You don't support corporate welfare?
Absolutely not.
Well, what if...
Corporate welfare...
We help poor people out. Why can't we help out rich people?
Why don't we quit helping everybody out and everyone take their own?
Sir, I'm not giving you any more of my tax money. No more bailout tax money. I don't know what you're doing here. You think you're going to get more tax money from me? No, sir, Mr. Uncle Sam.
Young man, you don't understand the problem. I'm your Uncle Sam. I'm not the guy who's pulling the bucks out of your pocket. That's what this is all about. Do you know how much $1 trillion is?
It's got like three zeros after it?
No, let me put it in perspective. If you gave me $136,000 every day since Jesus was born, you still would not have paid back $1 trillion.
All right.
Multiply that by about four or five.
But that's for my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids to pay off.
Right.
We are here with...
Jason Burmis.
Info Warrior?
The Info Warrior, 9 to midnight Central Time. I do a radio show, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm also a documentary filmmaker.
All right, first question. How has the bailout and stimulus package helped you?
It hasn't helped me one bit, actually. Actually, it's only hindered me in the fact that prices have gone up. It seems like... there's less jobs out there, more complaints, and I haven't seen a dollar of it, so I wouldn't know. I mean, I haven't had anyone approach me with a line of credit or said that they're going to wipe out my debt or even, you know, give me the opportunity to take money and then lend out 10 times as much. I mean, I don't have that opportunity. I'm not a big bank.
Would you like to be a big bank?
Not at all. I think that when you see what's going down right now in a consolidation of power, especially after the G20, the IMF and the Federal Reserve now almost becoming one entity, a new unit of currency called special drawing rights, I think what we're seeing is a consolidation of power by the big banks. And then when you read that they want to try Bernie Madoff in a new world banking court, well, the same people that caused this problem and are consolidating the power are going to be the heads of that court. So it seems to me what you're seeing is the bankers become even more untouchable.
Well, who should we let print our money? I would
assume that it would be a good idea that if we were going to print our money in this country and make it worth something, we should print our money with some kind of a backing, a standard either based on precious metals such as gold and silver, or a fiat system which is manageable. You know, not one where we let a private organization known as the Federal Reserve continue to print notes and notes and notes out of thin air with no backing whatsoever.
I don't understand. How are they federal but private?
Basically, the Federal Reserve is federal in name only. Through the passage of the Federal Reserve Act,
they were able to bring in this, what they call a quasi-government organization. For those that don't know, I believe it's about 13 members sit on the board of the Federal Reserve, and they're elected every 8 years. But they're not elected by people like you and myself. The people that we elect apparently decide who these people are. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. I mean, Alan Greenspan is on record as saying that he's outside of government and the president and what he thinks should go on in the economy doesn't affect him or the Federal Reserve. It's in the Obama deception. Check it out for free online.
Right on. And just one more question. What do you think about so many people getting together and you know, being in support with, we got Glenn Beck running the show? I mean, then you know it's good, right?
Well, I am quite disappointed that, you know, just like the gentleman I just talked to, as soon as I brought up this civilian inmate labor program document.
Oh, so we'll have jobs, right? Civilian inmate labor jobs.
Well, actually, these jobs don't have to pay anything. Just read the documentation.
It's like
these
an internship.
Are outside of the Give Act. I would say it's a little bit...
Internship.
Yeah, it's an internship, my friend. And, I mean, it's right here. This document exists. It's something he wouldn't tackle on his, quote-unquote, debunking of the FEMA camps. And, you know, when I just talked to this gentleman, I said, why are you here? He's very upset about the banking. But at the same time, he's a Glenn Beck worshiper. And he's into everything he has to say. And, oh, you get into FEMA camps, that's a little on the kook end. At the end, I asked him to take a look at my film, Fabled Enemies, or Loose Change Final Cut, where I get into 9/11 truth. And I say, hey, man, this is the real deal. You know, I'm not the one saying these things. These are the heads of the visa department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, the current vice president in this film, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and presidential candidate. So, you know, I just want people to take a look at my information. You know, decide for yourself. Don't listen to Jason Burmes.
Well, isn't it safer to not look at the information and just so in case it's real?
Well, what's even safer is just to parrot what some media head has told you again and again as fact without actually checking into it. And that way you can feel like safe and secure, like you're a winner on a team.
The talking points were clear.
All we have to do is just not care anymore.
What organization are you with here today?
Campaign for Liberty. Actually, I'm with the American people. I'm with no organization.
Are they a bank? Or?
Is who a bank?
American people? Is that a corporation? I'm not aware of that.
The American people, the American citizens, the populace.
Oh, okay.
You and me.
Oh, okay. I understand. And so you want to audit the Federal Reserve?
Yes, that's correct.
What if we audit the Federal Reserve? Then, you know, there's no gold in there and our money turns to shit. What's going to happen?
No gold. There's not going to be any gold, buddy.
That's why we shouldn't audit it, because then everybody's going to know we don't have any gold.
No, here's the deal, bud. What you're doing right now, if you're supporting the Federal Reserve, you're supporting fiat currency, which is hurting all Americans through inflation. That's the heaviest tax we pay, is inflation tax. So we need to kill the bank. We need to get rid of the bank. The only way we have welfare warfare states in this country is through the fact that the fiat currency that's printed out of thin air by the Federal Reserve. They're the enabler. Without them, we'd go back to sound money. We wouldn't have income tax. We didn't have income tax. We'd end the empire that we have around the world, and we'd go back and live in peace.
I make anti-hunters eat meat.
All right, folks, and that's a little piece from the SAT party, and really well done. I can't remember what the gentleman's name is, but it's on my little article. I think it's Jeffrey Turner, and he was a funny young gentleman. I liked the way he covered that. I liked how he made me a centerpiece on that piece, and I want to thank him for throwing me up on his little website, sacurrent.com. All right, let's jump through the phone callers. Let's go to Alvin in New York. Alvin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Just want to say, did you almost curse?
Before. Almost. Almost.
See, you gotta watch your mouth. You gotta watch your mouth. I just want to say I'm happy it's Friday. I could listen to your show. I'm usually up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so imagine I've been going to bed at 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
in New York to get your show. But I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing, and I'm alive.
I feel alive, too, man. It's just like, you know, even going out to this thing, and, you know, I don't know if you saw on the PrisonPlanet.tv, but, you know, it was an older crowd. There was San Antonio 9/11 Truth there. We Are Change groups. There was that gentleman that at the end that he was talking to there that was Campaign for Liberty. So there was some encouragement. And, you know, you have to feel alive, man. You know what I mean? You can't just curl into a corner, get into the fetal position, and just take it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just take it. I'm definitely going to fight it.
Well, when I first started hearing your show, or Alex, like maybe 2 months ago, mm-hmm. I think I went through like this shock. I was like, I thought I was poisoned. I was like, my nerves are crazy. I couldn't sleep. I was like, they're going to attack. They're going to kill us, I guess. And then everything just settled in. And I just took hold of, you know, of myself and, you know.
Yeah, you can't let fear overtake you. That kind of plays into what they want. They want you so paralyzed with fear that you feel like you can't do anything at all. When, in fact, that this information, although it is scary on its surface, it's empowering because you know now not to take a vaccination or a booster shot from your doctor. You know now that if there's another false flag attack in this country, don't get ready to sign up for the military and don't jump into a FEMA camp. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, my wife and I, we have two kids, 7 months and 3 years old. And the 3 year old, we didn't want to give him vaccinations. So we gave him some, but then we stopped. But then the doctor was like, oh, I'm going to report you. I need to write this letter down. I mean, I need a signature. I'm just reporting. We were like, what? You know, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So eventually we switched doctors and, the second kid, we gave him some too because we got a little paranoid again, you know, because we've been so programmed that if he gets sick, it's because he's not vaccinated or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
But, I know, right? But, I just want to say thanks and, I'll catch you next time. I don't want to take too much time.
All right,
time.
Alvin, thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you, brother. You got right, it, man. Post the YouTube clips, give people the podcast on the lower left-hand side of the InfoWarrior.com. Let's jump to our next caller. Rita in Illinois. How are you tonight, Rita?
Okay, but I'm going to have to do something very terrible tonight and disagree with you on something you said, but then also, before I do that, let me agree with something. The chemtrail guy, there is no way that they call it terraforming, you know, and Obama announced that they're going to do it. And like somebody else said, like if this is something good, they'd be proud of it. And they'd be telling us how great, it, you know,
that is a good point. Someone did make that point earlier in the week. And for me, it's just like, you know, they talk about the geoengineering. They put the documents out on the CFR. It seems like the administration is parroting those talking points word for word. They started writing these back in 97, superseding any kind of administrations, and I'm sorry, I find it hard to believe that they are, in fact, comtrails. But, as I said before, you know, I don't think
that Scott... Well, not where I live, the way these things drip down, it's like, no way, sometimes they're super-duper low.
Well, let me just
here,
say this
know?
To Scott in California, don't wait for us to make a chemtrail movie to try to refute it and, you know, interview jet engineers and pilots. Just go interview the jet engineers and pilots and put up whatever they have to say on the internet, and I'm willing to listen. You know, I'm not in this for one belief system or another, and that's why I enjoy Rosalind Peterson's information and the way she presents it so much, because she sticks to what she can prove.
Okay, well, I still need to disagree with you.
All right, that's fine. Go ahead. You got
it.
Okay,
this is not the disagreeing thing yet. But there was a day out there, I moved away from the city, and they said, oh, it's abnormally warm day, everyone get out there. They sprayed some chemtrails, and I got sick for like a week after I was riding the bike path. Mm-hmm. There's no way. After getting sick like that, you know, I'm with you on that one. But here's why I'm not with you. Okay, you've watched everything G. Edward Griffin or no?
Yeah, I've had dinner with G. Edward Griffin a couple times, you know, I've watched...
Did you ever see Anarchy USA?
No, I haven't seen that one. I've watched
one, please. Martin Luther King, G. Edward Griffin did it. And this was right up to the, this was before he was killed. Alright, and this, you go see, cause I'm old enough, I'm a lot older than you. Mm-hmm. So, I lived through that, and here's what I was seeing. I believed like you used to believe, oh, Martin Luther King, great man, all this stuff. He was a scamp. And his name was Michael King. But anyway, G. Edward Griffin did one on him. Go see the Anarchy USA. I'm not a racist, cause that's the big thing, is all your, it's to divide the people. The black people didn't end up better off. My father had a business, and we worked in the black neighborhoods. Long story, he inherited this from a Swedish guy. And they had their own bankers, lawyers. They had a lot. After that, actually, it made their life worse. But anyway, G. Edward Griffin has got this thing, Anarchy USA, and that was divide and conquer once again. I have my doubts about Gandhi right now because he was trained.
Part of
the
Theosophic Society,
state.
I know. I've heard that too. And I find it hard to believe that Gandhi also wasn't working in the best interest, at least as far as he knew. Who knows, maybe he was co-opted by somebody on the inside.
He might have been, but see, what they wanted was India and Pakistan divided, and he accomplished that.
Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. Listen, there's a lot of people out there that have the best of intentions. What is it? The road to hell is paved with great intentions. What is it called again? The anarchy of what?
Right, and they offed him just like they offed Martin Luther King after he got it to a point, and then they give it to who? Jesse Jackson? Come on, you know? And but they offed him at the end, you know, after he served.
You know, I had an interesting private conversation with Cynthia McKinney while she was getting her makeup done for Loose Change Final Cut about Jesse Jackson and the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., and I'm going to leave it at that. Rita, I'll check out the information, as always.
USA, G. Edward Griffin.
I'll check it out. All right, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, let's go to a different Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, it's me. All right, I wasn't on there for a second. I came across an article. This is from yesterday. This is what it says. It's pretty sick. The president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, you know, over in China, saying things like, gentlemen prefer American bonds, basically trying to persuade the Chinese to, buy U.S. Treasuries. But there's an excerpt in this, and this is what it says. It says, U.S. President Barack Obama's administration said Wednesday that China had not manipulated its currency to snare a competitive advantage, but insisted that the yuan remain undervalued. And it continues, U.S. lawmakers have accused China for years of artificially weakening the yuan to boost exports. Now, let me tell you something, Jason. This is so perverse because, number one, they get the trade cycle exactly backwards, which, you know, history has shown out. In fact, you notice that since the dollar rally began in July of 08, you know, the trade deficit has started to come down. Now, the prevailing economic orthodoxy, Jason, betrays this possibility. It tells us that the way you mitigate a trade deficit or a negative balance of payments, a negative balance of trade, is to debase your currency. And this somehow boosts exports it somehow increases reserves, domestic reserves. Yet, you know, history has shown it's been the exact opposite, that you end up with, huge trade deficits in juxtaposition with inflation and a reckless monetary policy. So they're saying that China is not, so they say that if a country does the same thing we do, and that's the basis currency, they're cheating on trade.
Well, that doesn't shock me. Do you realize right now that the Pentagon has come out publicly and said that they're wargaming different financial crises and situations? Of course they're going to go after people that try the same thing that we done because we're criminals. You know, they don't want them trying the same tricks. Go ahead.
But the thing is, Jason, is the thing of it is, what's so perverse about this is, okay, we're trying to say that if China debases its currency, they're cheating on trade, and it wouldn't be good for China to debase their currency.
They're trying to set up selective enforcement and using Orwellian language to do so. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Enforcement. What's good for us isn't always good for them. So in other words, they'll demonize them when they practice it that way, and when we do it, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
But see, the point I'm making though, Jason, is that it's even worse than what you're saying, because we're saying if they debase their currency, they're cheating on trade, but actually they're not. You know, it's not good for them to debase their currency, but we're getting the reasons all backwards. And so what we're doing is we're debasing our currency and preaching to them about, you know, so we're destroying ourselves.
I think I'm with you, Mark. I think I'm with you, and I thank you for the call. Write an op-ed piece, my man. And, we just carried Jeffrey Grubb's op-ed pieces. Write an op-ed piece about that article and explain why it's wrong. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to come back on the flip, take your phone calls, and rush through a little bit more news. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the Greek flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I just pulled up a picture, hopefully, that's going to... it didn't actually come up. It's so weird. The Obama-Hugo Chavez handshake style. I don't know... You know why? Because it came up in Internet Explorer. There we go. There's part of it. And the reason I want to show this picture to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there is because we reported earlier in the week that Hugo Chavez called for a New World Order a couple times. And I've always been pretty suspect of Chavez. And here he is with his New World Order buddy, Obama. Barack Obama. And they look pretty buddy-buddy. It's two peas in a pod. Maybe they're the new original odd couple. What's that?
He's giving them dap.
Yeah, it's not even like a handshake. It's like, hey-o! Yeah, it's like, hustling. It's like, hey, yeah, they're hustling. They're definitely hustling. It looks like they're on the way to the MTV Video Music Awards, my friend. Or maybe the Source Awards, really, because it's got that hip-hop flavor. Yeah, BET, there you go. One of the worst television networks of all time. I even tried watching The Iron Ring because I'm so into MMA.
Hey, but the Source Awards did spark one of the hugest controversies.
Well, it always does because they're strapped at the Source Awards constantly, man. I mean, if there's a place that I'm for some gun control, it's once a year at the Source Awards. That's where we need the gun control, friend. I mean, let's be honest. That's where they really have the guns. There's some stomps that go on those places. I've seen. Was that where... 50 and his crew got in that, like, stab fight in the back, like, they got on video.
Oh, yeah, somebody got stabbed out there.
Yeah.
I was referring to when Snoop and Suge Knight called out Puff.
Oh, that's way back in the day. That's before they even shot Notorious,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
that's way before. You ain't got no love for the West Coast. You ain't got no love for Snoop Dogg. I remember it, too. God, I'm terrible. Anyway, I want to, other than just to point that out, and buddy-buddy Chavez and Barack Obama, they're looking like they're going to be working swimmingly towards a new world order together. I wanted to play that clip that, that gentleman, just talked about, because I haven't seen it yet. So let's hit the clip. Newswoman attacks father and son combo over at the CNN, I believe.
With your two-year-old, and you're already in debt. Why are you here today, sir?
Because I hear a president say that he believed in what Lincoln stood for. Lincoln's primary thing was he believed that people had the right to liberty. and they had the right...
Sir, what does this have to do with taxes? What does this have to do with your taxes? Do you realize that you're eligible for a $400...
Let me finish my point. Lincoln believed that people had the right to share in the fruits of their own labor and that government should not take it. And we have clearly gotten to that point.
Did you know that the state of Lincoln gets $50 billion out of these stimulus? That's $50 billion for the state, sir.
Can you stop this, sir? Hold on.
Okay, well, Kara, we'll move on over here. I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, anti-CNN, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network Fox. And since I can't really hear much more, and I think this is not really family viewing, toss it back to you, Kira.
All right, I know Susan.
Not really family viewing. Well, let's make it further not family viewing when I backhand you. What do you think about that? You get a straight one, a fresh one, knuckles open, backhand. How dare you talk to that poor guy like that? I mean, I don't even think that guy was the smartest dude in the world. But he wasn't even let to make his point. The Lincoln State got $50 billion in stimulus. Well, then they loaned out $500 billion for that $50 billion, because that's how the Federal Reserve System works and only ensures more privatization by big banks and huge government in our lives. Yeah, so you're an idiot, lady. Oh, that's right. Okay, all right. Well, it's a good thing she didn't interview me. We will jump to your calls. Jason, John, and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
About some ridiculous Orwellian doublespeak. This one's out of Reuters. Forests could become source of warming, report says. The world's forests are at a risk of becoming the source of planet warming emissions instead of soaking them up like a sponge unless greenhouse gases are controlled, scientists say. They always say it like, experts say, scientists say. You know, they never give you a name. You know, it's never Jackass McGregor telling you or, you know, Captain Propaganda or... You know, Sammy's special interest, it's scientists and experts. How retarded do you have to be to think that trees would be the problem of greenhouse gases and global warming? Remember when, again, let's go back to where I was a child in school, you know, listening to this propaganda that the rain, we are taking down huge chunks of the rainforest, Jason. We need to start recycling right away. There's not enough wood out there. We're massive deforestation. And now they're saying that, I mean, deforestation emits 20% of the world's carbon dioxide when people cut and burn trees. But standing forests soak up 25% of the emissions. Again, it's all about earth worship. It's all about trying to make you feel guilty about being a human being and living on this planet, and you didn't treat the earth right. Give me a break. And then they want it coming. They want it going. You know, we shouldn't deforest. We need to deforest. It's all, they'll say anything to get you to believe them. They just want you to believe them. Please believe me. Please believe me. I didn't do it. Oh, man. Believe me. And then this one right here, what recession? Funds flow for Senate races. That's right, millions of dollars for Senate races by the corrupt individuals that help put us into this mess that are owned by the special interests. But they've got a little scratch. Don't worry, they'll have millions to run and win and help enslave you. So that's pretty much what I got for you in this little segment, and we'll probably cover a little bit more news as we go, but we're going to jump to your calls. Let's go to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Really love the show, man. You're really coming into your own, man. You've been a good show, man.
Thank you.
I really called in to rebut the person on the chemtrails earlier, man, but you just put that clip on that really pissed me off about the lady at the tea party, man. Can you say biased journalism, you know?
You can get $400. You know what? $400. You could feed your family for 3 days with $400. Sir, $400. $400. You can't pay your rent. Most people can't pay their rent for $400. Most people can't pay their bills for a month for $400. Let alone if you're married with child, $400. Is that some kind of a sick joke? Go ahead, man.
No kidding. And when you're doing real journalism, you think you at least let them answer the question versus immediately when you see they disagree with what you obviously believe in, you interject and throw your agenda right out there.
And throw in Fox News and try to make it about a right-left thing and try to make it about a news agency versus news agency thing.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I went to a tea party here in Dover, New Hampshire. And I honestly was a little concerned. You know, I'm thinking like, this originally was supposed to be a libertarian thing. I'm a libertarian personally, constitutional libertarian, you know. And I went here thinking the whites going to co-opt it. I was a little concerned about that. But overall, it was very libertarian. I handed out Obama deceptions, freedom of fashion to everyone there.
Well, that's where it helps us. You know, they bring in these people that are overtly right-wing, and all of a sudden they have a copy of the Obama deception, and hopefully they go home and watch it. We're going to come back to Jason on the other side, John, Bobby, Robert, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Time.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wander.
All right, we're going to finish up with Jason in New Hampshire. Go to John, Bobby, Robert, and more. Jason, any other final points?
Yeah, one thing I want to actually really talk about is I want to speak about cognitive dissonance,
mm-hmm.
you know, specifically rebutting the person that called up previously about chemtrails. I'm a reluctant 9/11 truther. I got into the movement only to debunk it.
Okay.
A guy told me at work about it. I thought it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard in my life. And I only watched I watched Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, to debunk it.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, I mean, I saw overwhelming evidence, but one of the clinchers was obviously World Trade Center 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is where I get into cognitive dissonance. I mean, when I saw that, there was a clincher because I didn't need to hear Stephen Jones give a scientific analysis about how it was controlled demolition because it was obvious right in front of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure it was with you.
Yeah.
And now, what's crazy with me, you know, to this day, I show that video to people, and people don't believe their eyes. That couldn't happen on 9/11. And then they say, well, it couldn't have been controlled demolition, even though it's the most obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing where it's cognitive dissonance. They've been told a lie. I saw just today the three planes going overhead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I didn't believe chemtrails either. I thought this was a load of horse, like you like
yeah.
to say. You know?
Horse pucky, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
you know?
Pucky.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, I saw clear sky today, three planes go overhead.
Uh-huh.
They're all completely in alignment.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
They all completely go over the skyline and leave these big clouds. And then they come back over it. Within 3 hours, the sun was blotted out in Dover, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It sounds a lot like what's in that article, right? It sounds a lot like blocking the sun's rays with pollutants, which they're openly talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Now, I hear where the guy's coming from, and I respect his input, and I respect mm-hmm. his perspective, but this is where it comes cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
You're brought up in a place, you're told this doesn't exist. So you can't see what's right in front of your friggin' eyes. Just mm-hmm. like with 9/11, just with Building 7. Oh, you know, that came down. And now I've shown the video. I got it on my iPod. I go out to people and I hand out flyers, DVDs. I show it to people on my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cognitive dissonance. They cannot believe it. Even though, to me, it's the most obvious thing you've ever seen in the world, there's this disbelief. They just can't grasp it. And it's chemtrails. It was even for me for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, there's such a disconnect between what the propaganda you've been told, the lies you've been told, the brainwashing. I mean, the things you've been told, you cannot connect the two.
Well, Jason, you know, some of the cognitive dissonance that I caught myself doing for a long period of time, and I thank you for the call, was about the fluoride in the water being poisonous or the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the mercury and that type of thing. I did not want to believe that, and it took me a long time to even look into the information that Alex Jones was talking about because, again, you know, I got into this, you know, in 2002, 2003, really started to step up into global government and New World Order type stuff, not just 9/11 truth. And I would be on the file share networks and I would find, you know, Alex Jones's warning against vaccinations and I'd watch it late night and I'd be like, man, this can't be true. It's just too depressing. They would never want to do this. But then, you know, I remembered, you know, the word eugenics and what the Nazis did. And, you know, I know about population control and people openly talking about it. And finally, you know, my brain just got over that hurdle and it went to the actual information instead of what I was comfortable with. I went with the facts instead of what felt good. And that's what more and more people have to do. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to John in Pennsylvania. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today? Hey, love the show. Love you
and Alex.
I think you guys are doing a great job.
Awesome.
Hey, I was doing some late night reading here today, and I went to dailypaul.com, and I didn't know for sure if you were aware of this or not, but if you're in a constitution-free zone, if you're 100 miles from any U.S. land or coastal borders, and there's a story on here saying there's like 197 million people that fall in this constitution.
Very true. Someone talked about it last night. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. It's not legal because you can't go outside of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's illegal legislation that should be challenged in the Supreme Court, and not only challenged, but won on our behalf. But they try to make that excuse so that they can say that they have power to search your persons and possessions. In other words, no Fourth Amendment. What recently may or may not have happened to that preacher that we played last night on YouTube, you know, if he is telling the truth and that is the actual account, they'll use that he was along the border and he didn't have a constitutional right to deny them, so it was okay for them to come in, basically pound out the windows in his car and beat him to a bloody pulp and taser him and then charge him for that. You know, that's their excuse.
When did this actually go into effect, Jason?
That I'm not sure, but, you know, I had another caller after I played. I don't know if you listened to the show last night, but when I played that video, I had a caller who had a similar thing happen to him and his wife. He didn't get pulled out of the car and beaten, but he made the point that, yo, I didn't know I was going to, you know, it's not like I was traveling along main roads. These were small roads. I was with my wife. My wife did not bring her license with her. You know, she didn't have her papers on her. So they almost detained me. We had to sit there and talk to them for 20 minutes to let us go. And this is absolutely ludicrous. And the guy was of Latin descent. I think he was Spanish. And it's just unbelievable. Just because you're Spanish, it doesn't give them any more right to search your possessions and your persons than it would if I was African American or, you know, Caucasian. But they implement this again to, you know, see if we'll take it, man. You know, see
right.
if we'll challenge it. See if they can get that much more control over us. And they make these, well, you know, it's 100 miles off the border. We got to protect our borders. Meanwhile, they refuse to enforce any kind of legislation that actually puts illegals back over the border. They refuse to make a fence. And again, I'm not here to bash illegal aliens. You know, if I was from Mexico, I'd more than likely sneak across the border and see what I could do in this United States of America. There's no doubt about it. But when you have a massive influx of people who are willing to take jobs below minimum wage, it's not a shock that your economy begins to falter. You know, they always say, oh, those are jobs Americans don't want. Teenagers will take any job you give them. I know I would have when I was a teenager, you know what I'm saying? I would have taken anything. And, you know, single moms will take what you can give them. Even people in a, you know, two-person household where you both people have to have jobs, they will take those jobs. It's all semantical arguments. It's all brainwashing. I thank you for the call, John. You got it, brother. Let's jump to Bobby in Minnesota. Bobby, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi. Jason, I'm calling from St. Paul here. I listen to you and Alex pretty much every day when I can. Was watching The Daily Show, actually, a couple of days ago because I try to catch as much news as I can, and they seem to report at least somewhat unbiasedly.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a blip on here from Fox News, and I've been trying to find some information on it. It looks like when Lehman Brothers closed, they had a blip on there showing that there was 450,000 pounds of uranium fuel that the bank was holding, and they
Slow down. Go back to the beginning again. Before you got to the uranium, what were you saying? I missed it.
Well, they had a little blip on the Daily Show that they had linked from Fox News, and showed that. And it's actually, if you pull it up on Hulu or whatever YouTube, it actually shows on there. You know, it says bankruptcy investment bank holds 450,000 pounds of uranium fuel. And that's Lehman Brothers that just went bankrupt. My question is, I can't find anywhere where all this uranium fuel went, and what's it going to be used for?
That's a great question. It doesn't sound like it's good news when banks go bankrupt and their only source of revenue might be to sell uranium on the black market. I'm sure that's what you're getting at. Or, in fact, use that for a false flag event. Or just put it into the hands of somebody that would cause a terrorist attack and then, you know, further clamp down on the police state here at home or get us involved in some foreign war. Is that what you're alluding to? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I'm just asking. I've been, like I said, I've been trying to find some information on it online.
You know, that's the first time I've heard about it. You're telling me Lehman Brothers is broke, but they have 450 million tons of uranium somewhere that they're missing.
And the only place I could find it was the Daily Show link, and it was from Wednesday night. Daily Show, right
well,
in the
here's what you need to do. If you really want to find that link, go to google.com, type in uranium, and then instead of going to web, go to the news blocks and just check out archives from the past week. You'll get every story with uranium either in the header or in the article that's presented mainly, and you might be able to find it. There it is right there. We've got it right here. Lehman Brothers Uranium Cake, bankrupt bank holding enough uranium for nuclear bomb. This one's out of Bloomberg, and we have it up at prisonplanet.tv right now. I'll look into it. It's an interesting story, and obviously I think it's dangerous for banking cartels to have nuclear material. I thank you for the call, John. All right. Actually, that was Bobby. Let's jump to Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, sir.
Well, I got woke up about 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say her name. Naomi Wolf.
Yes, Naomi Wolf. The End of America.
I watched that.
It's excellent, right?
Yeah.
I had her on this week, and although she really does kind of fall in that left-right paradigm, The End of America, in about 60 to 70 minutes, it's just over an hour. It really shows you that 10 steps from a free society to a totalitarian society, and it's nothing but facts, and it's well presented. Continue.
Yeah, so after that I watched Wake Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw 9/11 stuff in there, and it put all the pieces together. You know, the banking, everything. And that set number 7 building, that was the clincher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I got an idea. I wish y'all could do this. Make a page or two, with, you know, facts and documents, you know, listing, to, webs where people could print it up and use it as brochures to, hand out.
You're right, sir. We do need an activist tool page where you can get a PDF file, and it has pertinent information.
And
you know what?
I'm
gonna surf the net maybe next week and find the best ones that are already online, and we're going to have a link on the main page for activists. I promise you. I thank you for the call, Robert. We're going to go to Robert, Stephen, and others. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
It's the rebel arm.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is truer than eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with Sash Diffoy. The rebel arms swarm and form like
all right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to continue to rush through your calls. The call line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, man, what's up? How are you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I missed the first just few minutes of your show, unfortunately, but I got home, and I was wondering, did you talk about Janine Garofalo's statement on Keith Olbermann?
No, I haven't. You know, I saw there was a headline over at Infowars.com about Janine Garofalo, but I don't know what she said. What did she say?
Oh, well, I actually have her quotes right in front of me, I so happen to have, and actually, it was pretty bad, honestly. It was, I was shocked. She said what she said, and the whole time, Keith Olbermann is like, like agreeing with her. And then at the end, he tried to be a little bit more, impartial. But, the cat was out of the bag way bad. I mean, her first comment. She goes, let's be honest about what this is about, she said. It's not about bashing Democrats. It's not about taxes. They have no idea what the Boston Tea Party was about. They don't know what their history at all. This is about hating a black man in the White House. This is racism, straight up.
Well, let me say this. You know, obviously,
redneck.
Yeah, you know, that's terrible. And but you know what? There are some of those people that were there. And it gives her an opportunity to say that because of Fox News gets behind it. And then here we go. We're going to feed into that false left-right paradigm again. I was listening to Bubba the Love Sponge today, and I'm a big fan of Bubba. And I listen to a lot of Howard 101. I've been getting into Bubba now for the past couple of years. And he's relatively good, too. I mean, he has Ron Paul on sometimes. They know all about the Federal Reserve. They've plugged loose change, America freedom to fascism. But he's got no – I mean, they start talking about, you know, if it was about the real issues that me and you talk about, the 16th Amendment not being properly ratified and this and that. But they don't even know that Tea Parties actually existed. before this one. Incredible. So they, so incredible. Bubba said the same exact thing. He said it was a bunch of white racists who don't like a black man in office. And some of those people were there. But the real problem is, you know, Janine Garofalo knows better than that. She knows 9/11
was an inside
job. There
were also some black people there.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm, what I'm saying is because Fox News gets behind it, and Glenn Beck is showing it, and Hannity is showing it, they do draw in those people that would have just voted for McCain and Palin because they were white. You know, I mean, there are still racists out there, no matter how few and far between. And is that a disgusting? Is that a disgusting comment she made? Yes. Is it a true comment she made? No. But
I mean, to generalize the whole thing and say the whole thing that this is racism straight up, and it's nothing but a bunch of teabagging rednecks. I mean, that's not at all characterizing.
But do you understand why that happened? It happened because Fox News took a hold of this thing, and now it's a left and right issue. Now it's about co-opting the Patriot movement. And I don't think that she's aware of what she's saying. What, you got the Garofalo clip? Let's play. I'm going to play the clip for you, man. I thank you for the call. You know, I just think she's being stupid. She is a smart woman. She's generally very pointed. She is very, very, very left-leaning. And who knows, maybe she drank the Obama Kool-Aid. And these comments that you're about to hear are outlandish and unnecessary. But at the same time, because Fox News has glommed on, because members of the mainline Republican Party have glommed on, like Newt Gingrich and these talking heads that are disingenuous monsters, it gives the left the opportunity to say this and say so in a manner that they think is genuine. You know, we're going to play that Garofalo clip right now. Let's hit it.
Joined by actor and activist Janine Garofalo. Good to see you.
Thank you. You know, there is nothing more interesting than seeing a bunch of racists become confused and angry at a speech they're not quite certain what he's saying. It sounds right to them, and then it doesn't make sense, which... Let's be very honest about what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about bashing Democrats. It's not about taxes. They have no idea what the Boston Tea Party was about.
That's right.
They don't know their history at all. This is about hating a black man in the White House. This is racism straight up. That is nothing but a bunch of tea-banging rednecks. And there is no way around that. And, you know, you can tell these type of right-wingers anything and they'll believe it except the truth. The truth and they become, it's like showing Frankenstein's monster fire. They become confused and angry and highly volatile.
Mm-hmm. You know
that
what?
Guy.
That does it. We're going to try to get Garofalo on this little program right here. We may not be able to do it, folks. We're not Superman. I'm not Batman in my free time either. But I will do my best to get that woman on, and hopefully we can have an open and honest conversation for an hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to continue to take your calls, Steven and others. 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Segment. We're going to be rushing through your calls. The call line is 866-582-9933. Before we do that, I want to remind people out there, I am a bit of a filmmaker. My latest picture is, of course, Fabled Enemies. You can get that over at Infowars.com right now. I handed out about five of these over at the the San Antonio Tea Party. We handed out about 100 copies of Loose Change Final Cut. If you want to support me and what I do here, the best way to do so is to pick up a copy of this DVD, make copies, and hand them out. If you have somebody that just will not, refuses to look at anything 9/11 truth, this is the film that can break the barrier. This is the one that can bridge the gap between people who refuse to look at 9/11 truth and people open to the idea that indeed we have been lied to by the mainstream media and the government about the events of 9/11. All right. Let's keep going to calls. I believe that we are on Stephen in Texas. Stephen, are we on Stephen? Did I take him last time? I think we're on Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. Burmese man, da 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 da, Burmese man. All right.
I'm not a superhero. I'll try to get the Garofalo. We'll see what happens.
You know, I hope you do. Listening to her, man, that is so offensive. And it reminds me of, I heard today where, Nancy Pelosi made a statement. I don't know if you heard about this, but referring to the Tea Party, she says, you know, these people are saying they're grassroots. They're not grassroots. They're AstroTurf. All they represent is the rich. And I'm just thinking, you hypocrite, you're in on the very thing that's imploding our economy, which is the epitome of what you're talking about, these super elite rich people, and you have the nerve to stand there and say that kind of junk, especially when, from what I've heard of the tea parties, there were some, some somewhat well-to-do people, but what I heard mostly was just working-class people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So, that just shows you the bias these people have and the way they try to fool and scam people.
Well, it shows you how they're co-opting it. It shows you how they right. wanted this to get national attention. They want to make it about race. Now, if you say to somebody, I went to a tea party back in, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about 04, 05, 06, you're automatically maybe a racist or you're an Obama hater for no reason or you're a Fox News watcher. Meanwhile, they have co-opted it literally one time within a couple of months. Within a couple of months, they took away our tea party. So I can't tell anybody, hey, I went to that tea party out in San Francisco. Oh, you hate Obama. Actually, I did this a couple of years before Obama was elected, and we threw a copy of the 9/11 Commission report in there. Well, why would you do that? That's nothing about taxes. And I'm just like, you're lost, man. You just want to pair it with the mainstream media
right,
tells you.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned about the co-opting, because today, tonight I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he's very open. You know, I've been, gradually making him aware of things that are going on. And as soon as I get my copy of the Obama Deception back from this friend, I went to him and let him watch it. But the thing is that he was talking about, man, you know, we were talking about the tea parties, and he goes, yeah, pretty soon they're going to shut down Fox. I said, no. I said, Fox is in on this thing. And I said, let me tell you something. I said, one of the biggest phonies out there is Glenn Beck. I said, that guy has so much disinformation, and all he's doing is trying to take people who are being awakened and get them lulled back to sleep into this right versus left paradigm. And just like you just said, all this does is fuel this whole thing. You know, this is just the right-wing extremist, you know, et cetera. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm seeing some, Jason, as what these people are doing, you know, Bush took it so far, and now, of course, Obama's accelerating this and really ratcheting it up. And you know this. We're wide awake to what's going on, but the great majority of Americans, unfortunately, live by out of sight, out of mind. As long as it doesn't come to my door, I don't have to deal with it. But the other day at church, I went in and I was talking to some of these guys, and I said, yeah, did you hear who DHS says is now potential terrorists and cop killers? Veterans, really? Now they're all talking about it because, you know, you probably heard Michael Wiener Savage has brought a lawsuit against this Napolitano chick. And the thing is, the funny thing was, I just happened to tune in his show the other day. I normally don't listen to it, but here was the commercial for the Obama Deception playing on his show. So I think this is great.
Well,
this
I want
exactly
to say this, Stephen.
What needs to happen.
We did spend, and not us, but Ted Anderson and Midas Resources spent a ton of money getting that out on those networks, and they pulled it from a couple of them. It's no longer airing on Limbaugh. I don't think it's any longer airing on Beck. And I don't think it's any longer airing on Hannity. So that just goes to show you the power of the information that you can pay an exorbitant amount of money for ad time. And if your information is not of the political nature that these monsters care for, they will pull it and give you your money back.
Yeah, and I just want to say one more quick thing. Mm-hmm. I see, this is what I was getting at, as this stuff is coming out more and more and more, you're going to see people get more and more awakened because it is coming to everybody. You can't, you know, act like, you know, this isn't going to affect me, because it's obvious it's going to affect everybody. And so I'm glad this stuff is now coming out. I mean, people are getting scared. And good, maybe it'll finally wake you up to the point where you will do something instead of acting either like it doesn't exist or it doesn't affect me.
Or trying to accuse me and Alex Jones of being fear-mongers because we talk about this information.
Yeah, listen, conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, and then no, it's true, but you're just trying to lull people into fear, and you don't want them to do anything but buy your DVDs. All we want people to do is take action. All we want people to do is hand out this information. All we want people to do is join Campaign for Liberty and run for local office. All we want people to do is get behind a candidate like Ron Paul. We offer nothing but solutions here, and we try not to fearmonger, but hey, this is scary, scary stuff. I thank you so much for the call, Stephen. Have a good weekend, my man. Let's jump to Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi. Good. I was calling about, well, a whole lot of stuff, really. But anyway, Janine, she just pissed me off. She's totally... You know, she doesn't understand about anything that's going on, because I come from a mixed background myself, and I'm just not with that. My children, their daddy, he is African-American, so, you know, hey, whatever.
It's not about right or left.
It's not about race, exactly.
But they want to make it about that way. You know, again, they want to bring in Fox News to be the head of these things, and they want to make it a big publicity. Fox versus CNN, white people versus black people, conservatives versus liberals, Republicans versus Democrats. And, you know, once they get on these talking points, the Tea Party movement and that demonstration has been co-opted forever, and they were successful in that, unfortunately.
I know. And that pisses me off because I'm like, that's not even what it's about. It's about what's going on. Because my husband, he's a trucker, okay? And I tell my husband, I said, your truck, you will own your truck in 2011. They're going to come and take your freaking truck. Do you understand what is happening? Do you understand what is going on? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or what will happen is he'll pay it off. He'll pay it off till 2010. And then he won't be able to pay it off anymore. And they'll just take it from him. You know, it's just like with the housing mortgage. That's what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you paid for three quarters of it. And actually, if you gave us all the money you have given us at the same time, because there was a lot of interest on it, you actually paid more than what it was worth. But you missed the last two payments. So we're just going to take it from you. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, that just makes me sick because my husband, he's like, oh, well, Alex is a puppet too. I'm like, no, he's freaking not. He is a man who's out there telling what is going on. He is telling the truth. He's telling the facts. The reality. You need to wake the hell up.
I agree.
What I'm saying?
No, I do. A lot of people, again, because they imagine that we're sitting in some ivory tower and Alex is rolling around.
Like,
and
all make-believe.
Yeah, and like, it's not.
All make-believe. We're making this all up. It is. I just want to curse so bad, but I'm not.
No,
but
I hear you,
like,
Kim.
This is just like a freaking.
Kim, what do they think though? Do they think that we're making up all, like, we call Reuters up and the Associated Press and we say, hey, put out this article and we want it to say this, and we call up C-SPAN and say, hey, you have to cover this press conference because we're in league with this guy and we're going to tell him exactly what to say and it's going to be scary as hell, but we're going to print it on Infowars.com and that's the game. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. I thank you for the call, Kim. I love the energy. Let's jump to Chris in Iowa. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Once, twice, three times. Chris, you there? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to say, I heard the guys on, hostkeepers.blogspot, I think it is, or dash blogspot. And I've been hearing, I grew up in a place in Iowa known as the sewer. If anybody's ever been to Iowa, they'll know right what I'm talking about. The police are just, it's off the wall. I mean, it's like, you know, well, I've seen Truth Rising. I was like, been there. Mm-hmm. You know, all that. The only guy, Barry Cooper, is the only guy I actually seen that really is using his oath. You know?
But you know what, Barry Cooper, you say that because Barry Cooper puts out videos. You know, there's other people like Barry Cooper out there.
He turned his fights against his own people. Because they're doing wrong, too.
Well, look at Jack McLam. I mean, Jack McLam is another good example of that. But, I mean, Barry Cooper is very effective. I just want to make the point. He's very effective because he speaks the language of today, and that's MTV and television. And people watch videos. So, yes, he is probably the most effective guy out there who is speaking out against the law enforcement hypocrisy that he once worked for. Continue.
Yeah. And, you know, how many times have you seen? I mean, I started pointing it out to people all the time. Every time I see some type of thing going on TV with the cops, and they look around, there's at least two or three cops who will stand there until something bad happens, and then they'll just turn around. As soon as it's bad happens, they just turn it around.
Or I'll do you one better. You know, look at, what was it? Man, I can't think of Critical Mass.
The Mart shooting with the oh yeah.
No, not even the shootings. Let's just look at the video from Critical Mass, okay? Guy, just a random guy. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't made a facial gesture to anybody. He hasn't looked at anybody funny. He's just riding in a group with a bike, and all of a sudden, a cop walks up, undercut, boom, shoulder town. This guy goes flying down. Now, does another cop stop that cop and say, what the hell are you doing? No. He goes over to the guy that's on the ground, and he helps cuff him and process him. That is treasonous. It is disgusting. It is deplorable. It is reprehensible. Go ahead.
It makes me want to just smash the radio when I hear Alex interview a couple of these cops where he just doesn't go, hey, you know, what about that time those guys, you know, twisted his arm up behind his back?
Well, you know? Alex, you know, we need to protect the masses, and sometimes we need to get rough, man. I mean, these guys are just bad news, and you're not on the duty every day. You don't have the stress level. We just want to make excuses to exert our power. Why can't you just let us baton people in the face and tase old ladies, Alex? Yeah. I mean, please. It's our God-given right. They gave us guns, for God's sakes. Don't you know? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're pulled people over, 16 years old, on the highway, driving to their girlfriend's house.
Oh, it's 10 p.m., sir. What are you doing?
Slam his head up against the hood of the car and put a gun to the back.
You got some marijuana in there, boy? You going to smoke some of the funky stuff later, huh? The devil's lettuce? Not now, my watch. You're going to jail. You're going to jail. All right, Chris, I thank you for the call. I got a list of callers here I got to jump through. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Let's go to Courtney in Toronto. Courtney, you're up.
Hi, I originally was calling about chemtrails, a little off topic, but I think I'm going to roll with something different. Did you see the YouTube video of the police attacking that 15-year-old girl that apparently kicked her shoe off towards him?
Oh, no, not yet, but I'm going
to
look it up.
Okay, I'll send that to your MySpace. Yeah, he for 7 minutes, he beats this girl.
Like, 15 years old.
She's maybe 15. She's like maybe maximum 95 pounds.
What's the headline on it?
She's lipping them back. I can't even remember, but I have it saved. I have a lot.
Does it say 15-year-old girl in the title?
No, maybe girl kicks off shoe at cop or something like that.
All right, we'll try girls kicks off shoe at cop, and we'll try to play it in the final segment. What else you got for me, Courtney?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so he attacks her for like 7 minutes, okay? Like, pulls her down to the ground, kicks her, punches her in the head, everything like that. It's on tape. And then the tape jumps from like 7 minutes to like 13 minutes or something. I don't know the exact time frame.
And she's in the car and she's getting ready to get arrested and get charged.
Well, this is in a holding cell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's in a holding cell?
I think she stole a car or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she was lipping them off. I just could not even believe how barbaric these people are.
Well, have you ever seen the video of the off-duty cop in the bar where he beats the ever-loving Christ out of a, like, 90-pound bartender because she refuses to serve him because he's too drunk? All right, that video, in a bar, the guy comes behind the counter and he starts dropping bombs on this woman. Bombs. And he kicks her.
And this is in front of people that are sitting at the bar, too.
They don't do anything because he's a cop. He's not in uniform, but they all know he's a police officer. And it's probably one of the most brutal beatings. Which one you got for me? The 15-year-old girl? All right. Thank you for the call, Courtney. We're going to play the 15-year-old girl, a little piece of it right now. All right. Play it up. You guys got it? Go for it. I don't know if there's any audio here. All right, so let me describe it for you. She's cuffed. No, she's not cuffed. She had her hands behind her back. She no longer has her hands behind her back. She's in the cell. She kicked off her shoe at the guy. Oh, my God! All right, this guy... Oh, my God! For kicking off a shoe, she got her head thrown into the wall. Oh, my God! Oh, my God. Thrown into the wall, thrown onto the floor, punched in the face, and another officer sits there and helps him as he violently assaults her. Thank God they have that video. That man needs to be fired immediately, and he needs to be charged. All right, you don't do that to a young girl. I don't care what she did. I don't care if she shot her mom in the face. That's not how you roll on that chick.
Just released surveillance video.
I mean, oh, what was that? Was that the audio on it? No, that's something different. Is that the bar cop? Or is that the one you're picking up? Oh, that was a Seattle doing a news story. All right, we'll definitely be posting that and talking about it at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. Maybe Alex will handle it on the Sunday show. Let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Rude in Vancouver. Rude, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Thanks a lot for your film. Loose Change, I think, was one of the best films in this movement.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to make an observation. As, you know, after waking up, seeing your film, I've been trying to wake up people I know, and I've noticed that in the beginning, the people who were awake seemed to have felt what happened, and, you know, it was more an emotional awakening. Now, with the money dropping and people feeling it in their wallets, a different type of person seems to be waking up, which are the ones that at the time only worried about their money, and so they didn't really care about the 9/11 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is now when you approach people, I've noticed they're much more receptive to the news because if you start with the money crisis, they're already on your side.
Well, that's why I tell people that you approach people differently. You try to find common ground in your belief systems so that you can say, all right, well, you know about this. There's something in this film that explains it a little bit further, you know, whether it be 9/11 truth, whether it be the secret society aspect, or, of course, the banking crisis. And, you know, that's why different flavors for different folks. Fabled enemies for those that can't handle controlled demolition. You know, order of death for those that don't know about the secret societies. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis going to Lenny and others. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop
tells the king his lies.
Maybe you're a mourner,
maybe you deserve to die. All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. I'm really tempted to play this news segment of this cop just beating the ever-loving daylights out of this bartender while he's off duty. I'm going to take Lenny in New York first, and we might end with that. So, Lenny, what do you got?
Nothing much, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. Good.
Nah, just, I guess, like usual, every Friday I'll get smashed, and I'll plug your movie, Fabled Enemies, because it's just, you know, 100% documented, you know. There's nothing they can, like Jimmy Meggs, there's nothing they can just argue about that movie, because it's all news clips, it's all news video, it's all...
Where do you see my invisible empire, brother? I mean, I'm working on getting some interviews to intertwine with it, but if this doesn't blow the New World Order out of the water, I don't know what will. Lenny, I'm going to let you go because I want to play this clip. Thanks for the love, brother, and thanks for supporting me, my films, and this radio show. Here it is, folks. Off-duty cop beats the hell out of a bartender. No big deal. Hit it.
After the first altercation, a body can be seen flexing his muscles in a display of bravado, followed by the second violent confrontation.
And he proceeded to come around the back of the bar and beat her unmercifully. She had injuries to her head, her neck, her back, her lower body.
There's the boot to the face.
Bruised and had contusions literally over a substantial portion of her body.
Oh my
Somebody grab a pan or a coffee pot and smash it over this douchebag's face. I mean, God. Ooh, right hook. Paul Hartman's watching this. He can't believe it. That was some ground and pound. I can't believe the woman's conscious. All right, pull it. All right, pull it. He's about to leave after he's befuddled and really beat
whatever
this woman to a blood.
That guy, man.
You know what? I think he was let go from the police force and charged, but I don't know what happened to him. That's about 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, 2007. Oh, something did happen to him? All right, hit it. We got another minute.
Now, we contacted Abadi's attorney tonight, but he declined to comment. News Affairs tells me that Abadi, a 20th District tactical officer, has been stripped of his police powers and the department will seek to fire him. We have also learned that this investigation is now looking into threats and intimidation after the bar fight by someone connected to this incident. If you want to see the entire video, you can check out our website, MyFoxChicago.com.
All right, there you go. All right, let's go to one more caller, final caller of the evening, Terrell in New York. You're on the line, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I just think that the beating was uncalled for.
Did you see it on the PrisonPlanet.tv?
Oh, man, I have to look it up, but from what I'm hearing about it, it sounds pretty brutal, man.
Dude, this girl, she's a little girl. It's not like she's even overweight. I mean, she's got no, yeah, she's not, go, not got no guns. There's no gun show for that girl.
115 pounds.
Yeah, she's 115 pounds. People, dude, she got a beating.
Giving people on the force a bad name.
Well, they think they're so powerful. Their power just runs through their body, and they think that they have total immunity in their little places. And that's why sometimes police get out of hand, corrections officers get out of hand. You give somebody a gun, you give somebody a badge, and they have the ability and the opportunity to go out of control at the drop of a hat because they honestly believe that they are above the law. They are the law. You know, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that terrible Judge Dredd movie, where they use fake video to convict him of a crime that he didn't commit. I am the law! I am the law! Yeah. I mean, they just... Hey, man, it's that retarded, roid-head mentality. Look at my power! Look at my belt buckle, boy! It says officer on it! You will obey me. All right, Terrell, I thank you so much for the call. Remember, folks, if you missed any of the program, all 3 hours on the podcast, lower left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com, or check out the video archived over at prisonplanet.tv. Thank you all, and have a great weekend.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.